Speaking at an event in Juba on Thursday, Albino Akol, South Sudan's Minister for Humanitarian Affairs, says the government has developed a step-by-step plan for the safe and dignified return of the South Sudanese refugees and the internally displaced persons to their areas of origin.
Priority areas of intervention focus on creating secure and safe environment for achieving durable solution, providing basic services to support and sustain durable solution, supporting integration of refugees, IDPs, returnees, and improve their livelihoods, strengthening government institutional capacities.
The repatriation of refugees is a key requirement in the 2018 peace before the conduct of free and fair elections in the country. National elections that were to be held in December this year have been postponed to 2026 after the government agreed to extend the transitional period. Rebecca Nyandeng de Mabior, South Sudan's Vice President for Gender and Youth Cluster, says proper planning could see South Sudanese refugees and internally displaced persons return to their home villages.
Since signing the revitalized agreement on the resolutions of the conflict in South Sudan, RSS, in September 2018, the security situation across South Sudan has notably improved, fostering the voluntary return of refugees and IDPs. We talk about them, but they come and they go back because of before we launched this and we started the work of this, the movement of refugees and IDPs will stop.
Nyandeng says over 2 million South Sudanese are in refugee camps in Sudan, Ethiopia, Uganda, Kenya and the Democratic Republic of Congo following the 2013 crisis. Mark Aluzio is a South Sudanese refugee at Drasi Refugee Settlement in northern Uganda. He says he wants to see concrete evidence of improved security in his village in eastern Equatoria before he returns to South Sudan.
Because we never know any time thing will change. That is one. Number two, we are forced to hear because of the conflict. But as we talk now, the guns which brought us this site here are still in the hands of the civilians. How sure are we when we get from here, we are going to stay in our respective places? We expect all those guns supposed to be collected away first before we go to that site there.
Nyang Aluel, another South Sudanese refugee in Numazi Refugee Settlement in Uganda, says there are certain conditions that must be met for returning to South Sudan.
One, to strengthen security, especially in rural areas, so that when refugees return, they will go back to their respective villages. Two, we need basic services, and especially sexual amenities like schools, health centers to be rehabilitated, or building back infrastructure that was destroyed during the civil unrest or during the war. Three, we also need programs on refugee or returnees' livelihoods so that one will be able to be independent and sustain lives independently. And then four, we need continuous engagement on peace-building activities so that we integrate into the community.
Hundreds of thousands of South Sudanese fled to neighboring countries on foot after the outbreak of conflict in 2013. Over 148,000 South Sudanese refugees returned in adverse circumstances in the first 6 months of 2023, mostly fleeing ongoing fighting in Sudan. UNHCR does not facilitate these returns, but says it will keep supporting returnees via Pockets of Hope, a solutions-oriented, area-based, and a status-blind initiative. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.